Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio is now underway. Children in the territory began receiving vaccines, you'll know, on Saturday. And the large-scale rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the WHO began yesterday. Just before coming on air, I spoke with UNICEF's spokesperson in the region, and that's Jonathan Cricks, and I began by asking how the vaccination programme was going.
Well, actually, we have the results that covered yesterday. So the first day of the campaign went actually very well with WHO, UNRWA, UNICEF and the Ministry of Health. We managed to vaccinate 85,000 children. So, of course, this is vaccination taking place in the central area of the Gaza Strip, where, as you know, most of the displaced people are. So of course, there is a very high density, and we could see long queues of people, of parents bringing their children for that vaccination. And thus far, we also have to say that temporary pauses, the humanitarian pauses that were negotiated last week, have been respected. So yes, we are very optimistic for the implementation of this vaccination campaign.
Okay, so that is very good news. 85,000 children have got their first vaccination. Is it out of 650,000 children or so? Is that the total figure, Jonathan?
Exactly. It's the total objective is to vaccinate 90% of the 640,000 children below the age of 10 in the Gaza Strip. 90% is the threshold. If we go below 90%, we will not be able to put an end to the spreading of the disease, and we face risks of virus mutations. So it's very important that we reach 90% of the 640,000. And yes, indeed, at least from what we can see now, and you know, the situation can change very quickly, and that's always something which is concerning us. But thus far, yes, we're on the right track.
I'm really glad to hear that you say the pause in fighting that was agreed in order for this vaccination program to be completed is holding, you say, because we are hearing as well, Jonathan, that the Gaza Health Ministry said hospitals had received 89 dead on Saturday, including 26 who died in an overnight Israeli bombardment, and 205 wounded as well. That was one of the highest daily tallies in months. So I wonder, you say this can change any time. Are you fearful that the pause in fighting will not hold?
Well, it's time will tell. What is really important to highlight here is that what was agreed last week is to have area-specific temporary pauses or humanitarian pauses. So for the moment, what we have received and what was agreed, what we have received as commitment is to have the central area, which is mostly the Helbala, where most of the IDPs, where most of the displaced people are currently, and that this area during the 3 days of the campaign would be without bombardments and be without fighting. So this is what we have received. And then the next step, when that operation is done in the central part of the Gaza Strip, then we move south, and then it would be the south area, which will be the area which is supposed to be and expected to be without fighting and without bombardment. Okay. And then after that, we move in the north. So it's very much important to understand that the agreement covers area-specific, and that the area that we are covering now in terms of vaccination campaign is the central area.
Can I ask you finally, is the emaciated condition of the children that you're vaccinating, the traumatized condition, is that any impediment to the vaccine program?
I mean, the polio vaccine is a vaccine that can be given to children who are sick. So it is not a problem if the children are sick when they receive the polio vaccine. So that is one thing which is for sure. The second point I want to make, and it's the overall situation of children. We have to keep in mind that there are the hygiene and sanitation conditions which actually have a role to play in the emergence of the polio in the first place are extremely dire. I mean, we have tons and tons, hundreds of tons of solid waste. There is no wastewater management. You have a very high temperature. You don't have enough water. Families and children are able to have a tiny shower only once a week. So all this is actually conducive to the apparition, to the emergence of illnesses or diseases like polio, like the virus of polio, but also other diseases. And, you know, ultimately the best vaccine for these children would be a ceasefire, mm-hmm. because that would be something that would allow them to actually have more water, have, you know, being able to rebuild themselves in terms of basic hygiene and sanitation, but also in terms of mental health. So, yes, the children who are presenting themselves to the vaccination sites and camps, yes, of course, they are strongly impacted by the 11 months or the nearly 11 months of war that they have been facing.
Well, so far so good with the vaccine program. Let's hope that that continues, because it is a race against time with polio discovered there for the first time this month in many, many years. We'll talk again. Jonathan Cricks of UNICEF, my thanks to you for joining us.
Thank you very much.